Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Reggie is only on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
He joins us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. He is in Houston calling the TBS version of the game tonight. He's a big shot between the Braves and the Astros. He is Jeff Francoeur.
Satellite.
Yes. How is Houston treating you thus far?
Thanks for the introduction, guys. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
it's great. I got here late last night. We had a little 5- and 6-year-old softball t-ball game. So I coached out last night, then flew out late.
How'd you guys do?
We walked it off on an unassisted triple play. How about that?
Whoa. 5- and 6-year-olds, where does the ball have to be hit to? And give me, if you were going to play-by-play this a little bit, how does an unassisted triple play happen with 5-year-olds?
First and second, the girl pops it up to our pitcher, our circle girl. She catches it, runs to third, tags the girl, and the girl that was on first just kept going and ran right into her, and she happened to tag her.
Tremendous. I hope it's on video someplace. That's a SportsCenter top 10 moment.
Great. We were all going crazy, and our girls had no idea what the heck just happened. It was fantastic.
Even better. Let me ask, is it like riding a bicycle, packing to go on the road?
You know, it is. It is. It's you just put a little suit in there, a little something, and, you know, you're on your way. I like not having to check bags. That's always nice.
Yeah. Were you a good 9-day road trip packer?
Yeah, I kind of got it down to a pretty good little thing. Actually, you know what I did when I played for about 4 or 5 years was, and I learned this from Rod Barajas, was like I would get clothes on the road, and I'd wear them, and then I'd bring it back in the suitcase, and I'd give it to one of the clubbies, give him, you know, $200-$300. He would wash it, get some of the shirts, you know, dry cleaned, and put them right back in. I never had to change anything.
Brilliant. Brilliant system.
Yeah. It was nice. Never,
what do you mean at the end? Give me the end of that story. So they dry clean them, they do all that stuff, and then what do you do with them?
The clubhouse kid just repacks, puts in the suitcase, and then puts it on the getaway.
Gotcha.
So I never even had to touch anything.
Interesting. Boy, what a life you guys led. What a life.
You know?
Very non-reality.
Now, people did ask me. People started to say, you wear the same shirts every trip. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, I buy them once.
Listen, who are you trying to impress? What do you care?
Exactly.
You know what I got to do tonight? I got to hit 98 high, 84 in a corner. You leave me alone, sir.
I'm not worried about what I'm wearing.
Who are you to be an outfit checker? Mind your own business.
Hey, did you see Harper, by the way? It looked like he wore the old uniform the other day. I don't want you to get in trouble. I don't want you to. I'm just saying, have you heard players talking about the uniforms this year?
It's a disaster, man. It truly is. It's something they got to fix, and they got to fix quick. I just hate it when you're sitting here looking at the guys with the numbers and the last small names are letters. Printed so small on the back of their jersey.
It looks like a kid's T-shirt. We keep saying it looks like a kid's T-shirt.
And then I think I was reading this morning where, the Mariners, one of their City Connect uniforms didn't come in, and one of the pitchers had to wear like a Bat Boys pants. Or something.
How is that possible? Deal. This is Major League Baseball.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's April 15th.
For everything they do right, they did that wrong.
All right. What do you think about the how about this? Let's start with this. What is your biggest concern long-term for the Braves this season?
Starting pitching, big time. I love the bullpen. This offense is stupid. I mean, they just continue to pick up where they left off. You're averaging 6.5 runs a game. You know how hard that is in the big leagues? I mean, and we're doing this, guys, if you think about it, without Ronald really getting going and doing anything. That's the scary part. You think about when he gets going at that top spot and doing what we're used to seeing, it's incredible. So that's my biggest concern is you know, what does the starting pitching look like come July, come September, as the season unfolds?
Yeah, but I've extrapolated that, and I'm more worried about the bullpen, because if you don't have the starting pitching, I'm just afraid there's going to be tongues on the ground.
You're right, and that's the other thing, right? Like, as good as the bullpen is set up to be,
right.
You know, we've seen it in years past. I think Tampa's a great example of that is, you know, they've always had a great bullpen, but it seems that, you know, late in the year, like anything, they get tired and, you know, that the bullpen ends up kind of laboring late in the year. So, I think that's definitely a concern.
Jeff Rancourt with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line there in Houston. Were you surprised Joe Espada put Josh Hader in the game in that situation last night?
You know, I was, but at the same time, man, you got to think for him. It's a first-year manager. You know, you were handed the keys to, you know, this machine that's gone to 7 straight ALCS, and I just think there's a little bit of uncertainty right now. I mean, honestly, you think about it, they are missing all 5 starters in their rotation on what their rotation would be. Now, supposedly Valdez is going to be coming back at some point. Verlander, what they're talking about this weekend or next week. So they got reinforcements on the way. But, you know, man, when your bullpen's struggling like that, and you have a great offense too. I mean, look, their offense is leading almost every category in the American League. You're trying to give your team a shot. But it was a little surprising.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
All right, so we know the numbers that Marcell Ozuna has down in Miami. Do you know what ballpark you hit best in?
God, I feel like Camden Yards was up there. That's why I named my son Camden.
Oh, I did not know that. So you think you had...
I took a chipper page like Shay. You know, Katie let me name one kid, and it was our last one, and she's probably like, that's why.
All right, so here's
did
the
you try that earlier, and then she put the kibosh on any other names?
Yeah, I didn't have much choice.
Yeah, but at the fourth one, she's a little bit tired, too.
Yeah, she's like, go ahead.
Yeah, you caught her at her tired. My question is, though, because Ozuna, my thought process would be, are there just some fields where the backdrop or something is different, where you just feel, not only do I feel like a better hitter, but I am a better hitter here?
Absolutely. You see the ball better. You're comfortable there. When we used to go to the old Florida Stadium down in Miami, man, I loved playing there because it was like, you know, I mean, honestly, you went out to the pool for a couple hours during the day or did stuff. Like, I just felt relaxed. And as a hitter, you know that when you're relaxed, that's when everything really comes to you. And I tell you, man, to see what Marcell's done, you know, a lot of people might not know this, but he is second in all of baseball since May 1st of last year in home runs and RBIs behind Matt Olson. And, I mean, that is how good he has been. And think about this. I remember this last year. You know, that second, third week of April, our conversation on here was, can you keep playing them? You know, do you release them? Do you do whatever? And the fast forward, good Lord, a year later, and this conversation is completely different.
You might get them cheaper than what you had in the last 2 years by picking up an option. Like, that's the
reality.
Which is crazy. Yep. But that home run he hit was crazy on Sunday. That's not even a strike, Jeff.
No, but you know what, man? People don't realize how big Marcell is until you stand by him. I mean, he is thick. He is strong. His hitting is very unique. Like, if you go look, his front side kind of flies open. You know, he steps a little bit in what we call the bucket, but he's so strong that he can get away with that. How he hits, there's very few people that can hit that way in the big league.
And keep it fair. You know, that's the other thing.
Yeah,
about
and be su- and be successful, right? Yeah. Like also put up good numbers.
Yeah. All right. I want to ask you. You've been on the mound how many times? You know how many times you actually made an appearance on the mound?
Yeah, one too many.
Was it just one? Why did I think there was
it
a couple?
Was, but well, it was one, but it was for two innings.
Okay.
That year I was in El Paso in AAA, I logged about 6 appearances on the mound.
All
and
right.
then Pat Murphy, you know, the Brewers manager, now got in trouble because he brought me in a 3-2 game. And he got screamed at by the people. And Pat said, well, Jeff was a better option than 3 people we had in the bullpen.
Wow. And that man is now a major league manager, so he must have known
exactly.
better. Take that. Take that.
Just trying to win. That's all he's trying to do.
Take that, golf shirt guy. Leave the baseball to the base. So my thing is, did you see Tyler Glasnow's video that just has resurfaced about him talking about the baseballs, and he believes there was a correlation between the baseball and arm blowouts?
You know what, man? I've heard so many different theories on it. I did hear that with the tacky, yep. sticky stuff and all that. But, you know, I'm not buying any of that between us.
So you think it's velocity?
I think it's the velocity. I think it's overuse at you know, high school, college levels. You know, people not, you know, you know, it's not just one thing. I think that's the thing. You know, and that might have a little bit to do with it, Chris, for certain guys.
Yeah.
But it's not everybody, right? Like, maybe one or two guys are getting hurt because of the pitch clock. Maybe that is. But it's not everybody. It's not what, you know, they're going. I mean, I saw a stat the other day on the you know, Tommy John's, you know, back in the 90s or whatever, compared to just 2022. And it's amazing the difference. So I don't think it's just one thing. I think you could probably pinpoint 6 or 7 things that are causing this. And, you know, if we don't change anything, though, it's just going to continue to keep happening the way it's happening.
And Jeff, we talked about it when you were in studio. You talk about it on your podcast. You played other sports. You got to play other sports.
Yep.
I mean, that's how you develop all around muscle tone, and you're not using the same muscles over and over and over again.
You know, you can only throw a baseball so much. And I remember John Lester, you know, who we played golf with a lot. He lives in the Atlanta area, and he used to talk how when he got done playing in the season, he did not touch a baseball until like February 1st. Now he did workouts, he did this, but he's like, for three and a half months, I never threw a baseball. And I just believe you, your arm has to be able to rest. You cannot throw every single day. You cannot, you know, and you know, you hear Glav on TV talk a lot about this, is like the bullpens. You know, you got all these TrackMan and spin rates on the bullpens now. Like, he's like, we used to throw bullpens at 75%, right? Like, you're not putting any stress. You're just hitting spots. You're working on stuff. Now these guys, you know, spring training, throwing bullpens with TrackMans and all these different stuff. To me, that, you know, I don't know that there's a need for it. I don't know that you got to throw your nastiest curveball sitting in a bullpen throwing to nobody.
All right, last thing. I should probably do this off air, but I'm not going to. John Lester is a fascinating talk about him a lot, about how much I liked his approach and everything else when you win in Chicago and win in Boston. Do you think he'd be good? Because Nick is going to have to be more sort of convinced than me. I want to talk to him about his career and about mindset. Would he be a good radio guest?
Oh, he'd be unbelievable. Let me tell you, man, I give John credit. He never gave in. He was one guy. I couldn't stand facing him because he would try to paint the outside corner, and he would not get it the first time. And I'm telling you, but he would continue to ride that outside corner. He continued to stare down the umpire, you know, say something to him. And I'll never forget, man, I used to turn around a couple of times, tell the umpire, don't let him talk you into that being a strike. Like, you know, like, he's going to continue to go there. And sure enough, man, by the second, third time, he was getting that outside corner. He was a fierce competitor.
All right, good.
Man.
We have an
he
opening.
Is on the golf course.
We have an opening 11:20 on Friday. It'd be nice if you could set this up for us, please. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'll try to set that up.
All
Let
right,
me see if
you.
It doesn't mess with his golf time.
Okay. Make a couple of calls there, Big Shot in Houston. Jeff, always a pleasure having you on. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Rancour with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.